All right.
Hello?
Can you, are you
Hello?
there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, it's time to do the show, dude. Are you asleep?
Yeah, man. What is it, like 2:30 in the morning?
No, it's the usual time, like dinner time and shit.
It's dinner time?
Yeah.
On a Saturday or a Tuesday? Wait, Tuesday's a bad example. Saturday or Wednesday?
It's Taco Tuesday. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. I just feel like am I from the future?
Most times, yes. In this specific instance, yeah, technically you are coming from the future.
Yeah, right. I'm ahead of time.
Fucking mind blown, man.
Start the music, dog.
The Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh shit! Okay, bitches, you guys are gonna be mine.
Podcast, how you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
And welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, presented by Stars and Streetlamps, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further inside opinions, questions, and otherwise kick-in-your-face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. Subscribe and leave us a five-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help Pound Town grow, and get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor today and we'll advertise or shout out whatever you want just by dropping a dollar in the Venmo at Social Nuisance.
How My much? Name,
just a dollar.
Just
Hell,
a dollar?
I'll take a nickel at this fucking point. Anything counts. Everything
a
helps.
A trip and a drop.
My name is Imagine, and joining me as always, the only man literally I know in the Midwest now, Motion.
I think it's down south.
I don't fucking, that's literally, I don't know where the hell it's at. Where would we even say it? Down south?
If I'm telling the truth, I don't fucking really know where I'm at on a map. Like, I know where I'm at, but like if you bust out a map, I know I'm close to Memphis.
I would consider Memphis south, I guess.
Yeah, that's
what's
southern.
The border to
I
southern?
Think Midwest is St. Louis, right? That's the gate, the fucking hoop thing.
Yeah, I would consider that.
This is proof positive that we don't plan for the show.
Yeah. So we just say things and whatever happens.
Whatever happens, man.
Yeah. I felt
How
confident.
Are you, brother?
I'm doing
how
okay.
How have your past couple weeks been? We've had a week or two off.
Yeah. Shit. You know, I don't really have a good excuse other than I'm just fucking tired all the time. But I'm really trying to get this thing off the ground. And every time people turn into the show and start listening to us talk, they're always like, hey, this is actually really good. Like they have like a surprised tone to their voice.
Yes.
But we got to give the people what they want. And that's a quality fucking show that makes them think and laugh. So here we are pushing ourselves through it.
Every time I go somewhere, I start to think my name is Hot Fire. Because they go, hey, there goes that Hot Fire. You know what I mean? I could be anywhere. I could be at the pharmacy picking up medicine for chlamydia. Not that I have it, but maybe a friend does.
Not to say
and they
anything.
Go, there goes that hot fire.
They go, because he'd be pissing that hot fire.
That's what it is. You know what I mean? There's layers to these things that I call jokes.
Life's good, man. Can't really complain. You know, life is life. I'm always tired. My son had his third birthday party. That was pretty cool. It was an actual birthday this time. So because of the pandemic. So right on his first birthday was right when the pandemic started. So like late March was his birthday, and the official start date, I think, of the pandemic is like early, mid-March.
Well, you know what the Republicans call it, right? I'm learning this now that I live down south.
Oh,
it's
no.
The plandemic.
Oh, the plandemic?
It was the plandemic. You know what, dude? I don't necessarily believe them, but if we're putting two and two together, I think it was a personal attack against your youngster there, sir.
Sure.
I think they did this whole thing so he'd skip out on two solid birthday parties.
You know, I always knew something was amiss, and now I know it was.
I'm telling you, he's going to be like, like the star from Stargate. Remember that movie Stargate?
Yeah, I saw it recently, actually. It was pretty good.
It is a great movie.
It was a good time.
But he's going to be one of those like prophet children, and it's all because of the pandemic.
Withheld two birthdays from him. I mean, okay, so he still had his birthday, but we never, you know, as a genuine Mexican-American party in Southern California, we fucking party on the children's birthdays. Yeah. But we weren't able to do that. So his first birthday was literally just me, my wife, the kid, and then maybe like the family down the street. Like my relatives lived down the street, so that was it. And then the second year, when he turned two, we had a birthday party, but it was two separate parties in one day. So my side of the family came during the afternoon on a Saturday. And then once they cleared out, we did another birthday party that evening for my wife's side of the family.
Okay.
So two cakes, two present openings, two meals, two everything. We just hit the reset button.
You know what? That's not fair. Because he got the benefit of being a stepkid with his parents still together.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
I used to have two parties too, but then I would have to like kiss ass to some guy I don't know, you know?
Yeah, if you really wanted to get that full experience.
Yep. Yeah.
So then this year, we finally did the whole thing. Yeah, with the birthday number three, we balled out, man. We had, we rented the tables, the chairs. Yep. We had the music playing loud. We had a jumper, of course. And then by all means, it's not a party until the taco guy shows up.
And he was there.
And he was flexing. He was just straight flexing on the tacos.
He too was that hot fire.
Yeah, he was also ensuring that hot fire was coming out on the backside and worth it.
That was a kind of, for me, it was like in the back of my head because I was there for that, knowing that like this is my last like celebration with you and your family for a while probably.
Sure.
You know, so yeah. It was great. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a great party, but that's why I stayed till the end. You practically had to kick us out.
I was like, exhausted. Well, I don't remember.
I'm going to go clean the tables.
I do remember the next morning, though, we still had the jumper, so it was like 24-hour rental.
Yeah.
So me, Milo, and Daisy were just fucking balling out in the jumper at fucking 9 o'clock in the morning. It was great. Let's fire this bad boy up. Yeah.
Me and Nat used to, like, legit, when we had the condo, remember we used to do those big-ass parties at the condo?
Oh,
the
Halloween
parties and everything?
Yeah, those were dope.
Yeah. Because everything was fenced in, the kids were upstairs, like, it was safe. Nat and I would legit, and I'm not being nasty. Well, I mean, we were being nasty, but I mean, we would legit sleep in the jumper in the backyard.
Oh, we thought about it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you should. You'll do it next time, dude. It's worth it.
I'm just going to order one just to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, whose birthday party? It's like, no party. I'm just going to fucking it.
There was a segment before COVID where the jumpers were $50 and they would leave them overnight. You know what we used to call that? We used to call that a $50 babysitter. We would pay the $50 and the kids would be in it all night. And guess what? They didn't charge per kid. It was $50. You could invite 20 kids. And then because where the condo was, we would Uber up to like downtown Riverside for like $4. And there'd be 600 kids jumping in a jumper in my backyard. And then just a bunch of parents wiling out. You know, it was a $50 babysitter. It was great.
That's you really are from the future. Wow. I always kind of knew.
I'm telling you, dude.
So yeah, that's been my week. And how are things with you? How are the move? How's the new spot? And
the new spot's phenomenal. Let me start with the move.
How much do they hate Southern California?
Out here?
Yeah.
Oh no, dude. There's this thing called Southern hospitality, dude.
Okay.
They really don't care. Like they will low key tell you like, don't bring your fucking politics, you little homo, like that. But they don't care, dude. Like they're so the move. We were to go from Little Rock, from Los Angeles to Little Rock is a 25-hour drive if you don't stop. There was no way the family was going to make it with the two dogs. And so what I decided I would do is I broke it up. I'm not good at like syllabi or syllabus.
An agenda, an itinerary.
Exactly. Unless driving is involved. Itinerary is the word. But when driving is involved, I'm very rigid. So I decided the first night was Thursday night into Friday morning. We're going to leave at 2 in the morning. And it's a 24-hour drive. Santa Fe is 1 hour out of the way. if you calculate, that's actually 2 hours because you got to get back in the way, right?
Right.
So that makes 27. So we drove 12 hours from 2 in the morning to Santa Fe, New Mexico. That put us there about 3 p.m. I decided that was way too much drive. This was pre-planned. That's way too much driving for the family and the dogs to get back in the car the next day.
Right.
So I was thinking we'll go somewhere before I pick Santa Fe specifically. We'll go somewhere that we can have a great day the next day and not like travel and we'll actually have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing. You go on the 40, go to the 15 up like you're going to Vegas. You hit Needles and then the 40 splits there. And you take that 40 to Little Rock, Arkansas. There's nothing. So you hit Albuquerque, you go about 45 minutes north, there's Santa Fe. That's what we did. So we go to Santa Fe, and the next day we don't drive at all.
Nice. Just take the day.
And we enjoy Santa Fe. Santa Fe's a beautiful, beautiful city, dude. We got to see one of the oldest churches in America. We got to see, if you guys can look it up, dude, it's totally worth the Goog. It's totally worth going. But if you're not going to go, it's definitely worth the Goog. I'm going to have to Google it. It's worth the Goog. The Miracle Staircase in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
The Miracle Staircase. Tell me more about this.
Okay, so the story is that there's a small little chapel in New Mexico, and the, I don't know what to call him, the Padre, couldn't afford to keep it open. And it's one of the oldest chapels in America. And this carpenter, what a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
This carpenter shows up, and he says, I'm going to build something that the world will travel to see. And they're going to donate and give money to see this. And you won't have to close your, what did I call it? It wasn't a church. It's a church, a chapel. Right. And you won't have to close it. And forever, the whole world is going to come see it. It's a spiral staircase that, while originally built, had no center support. And still to this day, there's no center support. Supposedly, there's only two staircases in the world. They did end up building like a stair rail so people wouldn't fall off.
Right.
But this carpenter built it only with water, a wood, a saw, a square, and then glue. So no nails, no tacks, no electrical. And it's this beautiful story. And ever since then, the chapel is upgraded because obviously people are coming from all over the world to see this miracle staircase.
Right.
I saw it when I was a kid. I never forgot it. So I took my kids to see it. They saw it. They loved it. Like, and we got beautiful pictures. We'll post them of me and my family there. And if you've ever been there, you know, it is touching. Like the people, I was raised Catholic, dude. And I deny it completely until some Catholic shit happens around me. And it's emotional, dude. You know, you go in the right chapel and you're just like, oh, fuck, you know, it was legit. And then, so that was Santa Fe. We stayed, that full day, we ate some great food. We bought some cool Indian jewelry, handmade jewelry. Desi found out that he's not into like rawhide or animal skin.
Oh, got it.
No, he dug the staircase.
Okay.
But there was this Native American who was trying to convince him that if you sleep on buffalo, because he was trying to sell us a $7,000 buffalo skin, which I don't know what the fuck about him thought I could afford a $7,000 buffalo skin.
What about my appearance says hard. I can afford this?
Dude, he went from like feather Indian to dot Indian. Was like, my friend, I can give it to you right now, $3,500. And I was like, I don't know what Indian you are, but I don't have $7 or $35. But Deji was freaked out about it, and he was intent on, he was a legit Native American, and he was trying to like make Deji comfortable with being around it. And he was like, listen, I'm telling you. And the dude was thin and he was ripped. He was like, I sleep on buffalo skin all night. I could take 10 or 15 guys your dad's size. Like, first of all, I'm only 5 pounds bigger, you know?
First off, fuck you, sir.
Not a flex. Second of all, I'll stab you. But third of all, if I check my history books, I think you guys slept on buffalo skin your whole, like, existence and didn't exactly work out. Like, I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, you know, if we check references... I don't know how true that is, dude. Stop trying to tell my son you're fucking buffalo skin. So, but anyway,
what happened? You guys ran out of buffalo skin? Or what?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So 13 hours to Santa Fe. Next day, no travel. Enjoy Santa Fe. Next day, 8 hours to Oklahoma City, where I'm not sure if you ever met him, but my other best friend, Andrew, he lives an hour from Oklahoma. We got to spend a day with him. And that was wonderful, dude. That was great. He got to see his nephews. His nephews got to see his uncles. And then a day after that, 5 hours to Little Rock. And we got to pull up to our house because Nat, you know, my wonderful wife, worked it out that the house was bought and paid for before we got here. We didn't have to stay at family or nothing. We literally pulled into our driveway, went into our house, five bedroom, two story, three bath, like just something that we would never be able to earn really
ever in
anywhere
California.
Else. Ever. Yeah. And then right away with the furniture purchasing, the TVs, the dresser, because we came with nothing. I thought, you know, in retrospect, in California, how great it is to tell them it's cheaper to buy it there than to ship it, which is true. Didn't lie. But I didn't think of the secondary thought.
What's the secondary thought? Where's the rub?
Buying the shit when you get here. That's not that expensive, but it's a whole lot of fucking shopping. And I'm not a fan of shopping. Now, I got friends and family here in Little Rock, but my wife doesn't. So you know who she takes shopping?
Oh, so how'd it go?
It was real work, dude. It was like, I don't know if I want this one. I don't know if I want that one. I'm like, just buy them all. I don't care. We got plenty of space now. You can buy them all.
I realized that's part of the fun for them. So my wife, like, we'll pull up like to a restaurant and we're going to order food and whatnot. And she'll look at the menu and she's like, okay, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to get like some fucking tacos or some shit. I don't know.
Something I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. Something just chill, like whatever. And she's like, oh, what about that? I'm like, well, that sounds good too. She's like, oh, but what about this? I'm like, oh, that sounds nice. But what they really are trying to say is, let's go on a journey together. Let's visualize. Yeah. And let's, half of the fun is just imagining it and not even doing anything with it. They just want to fantasize about the shopping experience, not actually going in and purchasing shit and walking out and then putting it up on the wall. And once I realized that, I was like, oh man, okay, I get it. So now I got to play along. So when we go to the restaurant, I'm like, okay, yeah, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, fucking seared tuna. Take me on a journey.
The first meal I had when I got here was seared tuna. Don't fuck with me. No, here, like, look, follow me. Let's see. Okay, because this isn't a thought that I had before, but as you mentioned it, as you were talking about, just walk with me, entertain me. I was thinking that we felt that way before we got married. Like, hey, we're going to do this adventure. It's going to be this thing, blah, blah, blah. But then we fell off when we got married and they picked up on the adventure, but it's not true. As you spoke, what I realized is we switched positions. Because when we were courting them, that's what we were. And they were deniers, bro. If you tell the truth, not necessarily deniers, but they were hesitant. They were like, you were like, hey, let's try this new restaurant. Not so much, or I don't want to do that, this, or whatever it is. But now that we're married and we're settled, we're kind of home buddies. And we're like, hey, I just want to be with my wife and my children. And now all of a sudden they're like, well, have you ever tried the soup du jour? And we're like, bitch, you never liked the soup du jour. I mean, there's something there, right? I don't know.
I'm going to say that's going to be all you. Like, nah, me and
no, don't leave me hanging like that.
I'm sorry, man. I got to speak the truth. I'm still not homebody. Well, here's the thing. I like going out, but I don't like people. You have that great, perfect expression. It's too people-y out here.
And oh, yeah. It's way too people-y.
It's too
dude.
People-y. But beyond
I'll tell you what, it's not too people-y out here.
Just fucking crickets. But I like going out, and we love going, trying new things and being adventurous and just going to explore and just see wherever the fuck we end up. We dig that. We've always dug that. So even when we were dating, we would want to be homebodies together. We'd be like, hey, you just want to go to the usual burrito spot, grab a burrito, come back, and then just Netflix and chill. And then we would just do that all the time. And it worked out. And it was like, hey, you want to be adventurous today? Yeah. Hey, you want to just stay and not change out of our pajamas all day? Yep. Let's do that too.
Hey, I got a quick question and I got a really long question. Which one you want first?
Oh, I want the quick question.
The quick question?
Yeah, because I want to gestate on the long question.
You know, I'm not ready.
Okay.
For the quick question.
Okay, here's a long question.
The long question is a quick question.
Hey, you want a choice? Yes. I'm just kidding. You don't have a fucking choice. Continue.
No, I did, but my notepad isn't pulled up.
Just kidding. You don't have a choice. All right. What's the long question?
No, it's a quick question, but it's a long thought. It's a long answer.
What is the meaning of life?
No. That was a quick question.
And a long answer.
No, it's a quick answer, too. You're born to die.
Okay. Accepted. Moving on.
All right. I also have a note here that I was supposed to keep saying, and you know me, all night, but I forgot. Anyways, and you know me. So, what is... I thought that would be funny. I was just like, and you know me.
That works incredibly well. I dig all that. Right.
Okay, not the most famous rap song, but the most famous rap song by title. Okay, so like, I have four instances. My first, for instance, is Gin and Juice. That's probably one of the most famous rap title songs.
Okay.
And then I was thinking, look, this is how bad I am. I put Gold Digger by Kanye.
Yeah, no. We'll continue.
Okay. And then I can't remember the name of the song. Oh, it's Rapper's Delight. I remember now. But I put Sugar Hill Gang's title song.
Yep.
All right. So I'm not talking about the most famous rap song. I'm talking about the most famous rap song by title. Because, like, all right, so the most famous
people just know the title, but they don't know the actual song, or they're not familiar with the song.
They could know both. What I want is the opposite of people know the song and not the title.
People know the song, but not the title.
I don't want that. Because there's a lot of that, especially in rap. How many people go, Ice Cube, No Vaseline? Like, they could be like, or any Ice, oh, today was a good day.
Right.
And you're like, all right, what's the name of that song? Or who sings it? They have no clue.
Sure.
So I want the most famous rap song, but people know the artist and the title of the song.
If I was going to throw one out there, the one that's really coming out to me is Ain't Nothing But a G-Thang.
You think most people know that the name of that song is Ain't Nothing But a G-Thang?
Oh, you know what? Actually, I switched it. It's still a Dr. Dre. Everyone knows a Dr. Dre song. It's California Love, Dr. Dre, Tupac.
Oh.
As soon as that comes on, everybody knows who that is.
But like internationally too? I think you're right.
I think that transcends everything.
So the question came from, you know, one of my favorite podcasts now is Drink Champs, hosted by Nori.
Never heard it.
But we talked about it when he had.
Yeah, we talked about it. I'm a podcaster who does not listen to podcasts.
I know. But yesterday he had Snoop Dogg.
Sure.
And he kept saying Snoop Dogg is the most famous rapper of all time. And
I believe that.
I couldn't argue it.
Yeah, that's accurate. Famous? Right? Most famous? You're not talking about skill rapper. Or talent or success.
No.
Famous.
Most well-known rapper of all. He even brought up like Martha Stewart knows who you are.
Martha Stewart? The Olympics know who Snoop is.
Yeah.
The fucking Olympics. People watching the Super Bowl barely got to know who Dr. Dre is. But if you're watching the Olympics, you know who Snoop is.
They brought the Super Bowl and Snoop said, like, there was like this whole argument about why the game wasn't on the Super Bowl. And Snoop said, hey, dude, I didn't get to perform anything that I own. It was Dre's moment and we were all lucky to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So he said specifically, like, I wanted to perform Gin and Juice, but I didn't get to perform it. And then, like, Nori knew, EFN knew, and then my wife kind of was like, what song is Gin and Juice? And I was like, it's the most famous Snoop Dogg song of all, but she didn't know the title.
Oh, she knew that if you started singing it.
She knows it, like, the part where he's, like, pissing, and then the song starts.
Okay.
Like, remember how Gin and Juice starts? It's like he's pissing, then he burps. Pouring a drink. I don't know if he's pissing or pouring a drink, but it sounds the same. But either way, I was like, that's Gin and Juice. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know that. And then so then I was like, what's the most famous rap song by title? And then I was kind of thinking, you know, Kanye's Gold Digger. Like, that's up there.
Nah, by title? But, nah.
No, not by title, huh?
Nah, not by title.
And then I was thinking about Rapper's Delight, but I think that might be the most famous rap song.
No.
Hip hop. I said the hippie to the hip hop. You never stop.
Nah, no? You don't think so? Some millennials have no idea. Generation Z probably has no fucking clue.
Yeah.
It did not transcend. It did not carry over in time. I mean, people that love hip hop know. They know their history. But the general folks, nah. But California Love is fucking timeless.
Yeah. I did find my quick question.
Okay, what's your quick question?
All right, quick question. Is, you know, Maury canceled his show or ended his show?
Yeah, Maury finally, the cameraman got tired. He's like, you know what, fuck it, I quit. So the show's over.
He pulled a hammy. But the quick question is, do you think that the crime rate between 10 and 11 a.m. is going to go up now that Maury's off the net air?
No, not the like crime rate, those, but
you might be the daddy. They're not watching now. They're out robbing and stealing.
No, the teen pregnancy rate's going to go up because now there's nothing to like learn your lesson by.
You know what, dude? We talked about whether or not we did this. And now that you answered that, we definitely did this.
Because I think I said the exact same thing in the last episode.
I'm telling you. When you
said I was like, and the funny thing is, that's the same like response that just came to mind. It wasn't even planned.
I'm telling you, you were you. You're always you, and I'm always me. We just get caught once in a while being us twice.
At least we're consistent.
Classic.
You know who's always dependable for being who they are? Fucking Mike Tyson.
Oh! I literally have him on my next topic list.
Did you hear? Okay, so you've heard Mike Tyson. He punched out a dude on an airplane.
Yeah.
So this is the story, folks. So there was a guy who was fucking with Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson just started fucking punching him because you can't annoy Mike Tyson and think you're gonna be okay, just get away with it. Like, nah,
man. I think there was more to it because, like, I don't want it to say like Mike Tyson got annoyed and he hit him, like, because Mike Tyson is a very like high level thinker now, not like he was before. Sure. He was fucking with them, and then Mike Tyson fucked up, and I think he gave him mushrooms. So he's like, here, man, eat these. You'll chill out. And the guy ate them, and apparently mushrooms made him kind of racist. Because the video,
oh, because that's what mushrooms do. Guy
in the back. He took racist. They make you out loud. Hey, look, if you're a closet racist, don't do anything psychedelic in front of your not same race friends.
Because the truth shall be revealed.
But there's video of the guy turning around and he goes, these motherfuckers are peasants. They're peasants. And Mike just kept telling him, like, shut up, bro, shut up. And then Mike did turn around and haul off and hit this motherfucker. Now, here's the problem with the generation gap in technology. All right. We know of Michael Jordan as being the baddest motherfucking basketball player that ever lived till Kobe came, and then there might be a debate.
Sure.
All right. The technology now with memes and the short-term memory spans, these kids think Michael Jordan is the crying meme.
Okay.
They use that. Cry face Michael Jordan for everything.
Sure.
So there's like Mike Tyson lisp memes where it's like, whatever it is.
Yeah, now kiss.
They fucking forgot that Michael Jordan would dunk from like the 3-point line. And they fucking forgot that Mike Tyson would knock the heads off of people. And you could tell the dude who got rocked is clearly of the latter generation. He's like fucking with a tiger. Like, you know, remember when that girl got an argument with her husband and they were at like the tiger park and she gets out the car and then the tiger scoops her up and she immediately remembered, oh fuck, I'm at a tiger park.
Oh yeah. Whoops.
That's crazy to irritate. And, you know, and Mike Tyson, like, it would be one thing if it was Mike Tyson in the 90s where he was, like all on top of the world. But Mike Tyson has done a lot to get his ego in check. He's, he's Muslim, but he practiced Buddhism. He is very hyper aware of who he is and how much damage dish out, whatever. To fucking get a man like that to punch you in the middle of an airplane in front of everybody. Oh, dude, that's high level annoyance, bro. That's Maury Povich level annoyance.
He got to be canceled too. Yeah, I mean, like you said, you can't just annoy a celebrity. Anybody. You know, you just can't annoy people and not expect a response. And then the response, especially from fucking Iron Mike Tyson, you think it's going to be all okay and dandy. So if you go out there and actually watch the video, folks, and you'll see what kind of jerk this guy was being, whether you're being high or whatever, the fact of the matter is that you were just acting out of pocket. And if you're going to act out of pocket with someone who is clearly minding their own lane, and at one point, they're going to draw the line. And then when you cross that line, here come the iron fists. And fucking Mike was just wailing on this guy. And you know, I'm surprised he didn't die or anything. But at the end of it, he was doing okay. So shout out the guy holding his own and making sure that he was able to continue on with life.
No edit. Just press play.
You can't do that. It's not a pause button.
No, I didn't.
No, either you're recording or you're not recording. The point is, we have a huge point of like blank dead air. And that's you go and edit it.
My shit just went messenger updating.
Thanks, Facebook, asshole.
Apparently, I'm from the future.
Well, anyways, right. So I was wrapping up the point saying I'm glad the guy didn't die.
Okay. Are we still recording?
Yep, didn't have a choice.
Cool, yeah, no, yeah, fuck that. And you know what's funny is we're going to say we'll edit that, but we won't. It'll be in the episode.
No, I'm going to edit it.
I had so what happened was the reason I couldn't find my quick question was because my Motion's notepad was scrolled down. But I had an analogy I wanted to make about our show. And like during this whole cancel culture.
Sure.
Oh, actually, you know what? It was inspired by Will Smith hitting Chris Rock. And this is going to be the last time we're going to talk about it.
You said that about Kaepernick, and we always talk about Kaepernick.
Do I?
I'm saying we have somehow, some way, it always comes up. So I'm pretty sure the Chris Rock slap will always make its way back.
All right. But here's what it is. Our show, when you get on our show, it's like getting on a log ride.
Love okay. Logs.
You know you're getting on a log ride. Okay? You're going to go on a log ride, and I'm not talking about the Roaring Rapids. I'm not talking about that shit with AP. I'm talking about the 4 or 5 person log ride. You might think you got the best spot on the boat. Okay? And you might think you might be behind the person to duck or shovel or hide the water. But here's the fact. When you get on that ride, you know you might get wet. Right?
Yeah.
And by wet, I mean offended. You might not get offended. You might dodge it this time. You might not get upset next time. You might be in the right seat where I offend the person in front of you. Or I offend the person behind. I might offend everybody on the boat but you. But when you get on our show, you accept the fact that you may or may not be offended. Here's the thing. You don't ever get off the log ride and slap the operator for getting wet.
You son of a bitch. You didn't tell me every seat was splash zone.
Is that not right?
Yeah, that sounds pretty funny enough, accurate, yeah.
Right, that's our fucking show. You're on a log ride, bro. That's funny. Depending on current events, you might be in the front seat, you might be in the back seat, you might be in the middle behind a fat girl. I don't know.
Might just fall off the boat.
Way, someone here is getting wet.
I want to get wet.
I was supposed to start the show. What kind of wet? Like Denzel Washington wet?
No, like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard wet.
Oh, talk about it, bro.
So they're back in court, and this time it's just getting really bad. So everyone's talking about, you know, Johnny Depp. He's not on trial. He is suing Amber Heard for
defamation.
What was the word?
Defamation.
Defamation. Thank you.
Yeah.
Defamation. So anyway, so they're going back and forth, and it's like,
what's the word?
What's the fucking word? They're going back and forth. He said, she said, she did this, he did that, and it's going back and forth. And everyone has a side. Everyone has a justification to what position they are taking. And once again, like the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, I don't have a position. You know, it's one of those things where it's a good idea to shut the fuck up and remove yourself from the conversation. Because, yes, they are two celebrities, sure, living their life in the public eye, the public realm. But doesn't mean that you have to involve yourself with, you know, picking a side. And sure, assault, sexual assault, abuse of any kind, either side, is never a good thing. Violence is always bad, regardless of how you cut it. All bad. What I'm trying to say for this particular situation, when we're trying to involve ourselves in celebrity feuds or celebrity issues, concerns, trials, you weren't fucking there. You know, it's if you're not on the jury, just shut the fuck up and say, I wasn't there. I hope they figure this out, but it has nothing to do with me.
So it has nothing to do with any of us. I understand the premise of the case. She did an article with whatever that magazine is, that Rolling Stones, where she alluded to their relationship a lot, and it was all negative things, you know, drug use, domestic violence, all that bullshit. But she gave kickers into that it was them. And it directly affected his career, even though she didn't name him.
Sure.
All of a sudden, Disney don't want to fuck with him, and he's Jack Sparrow. I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. What I've heard is Johnny Depp's nut is $20 million a month. He has to make $20 million a month to cover his bills.
Nice.
So, she comes out with this article. People stop fucking with him. Doesn't name him. But that's defamation. If I no longer make money over the things you said, that's defamation. So, he's suing her for defamation. It has nothing. Because people I'm talking to are like, does she have that much money to cover it? It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's not about the money. It's about clearing your name. And by the way, every source of information is she was a wicked bitch. Like, there's no Johnny X's coming out and saying, like, oh, he did this, he did that, he did this, he did that. Remember, Elon broke up with this bitch. Like, there's a lot of famous people ran through this hood rat and all have scars from it. So I do understand why it's happening. It's got nothing to do with money. It's got something to do with, like, I got to clear my name in Hollywood so I could get back to making $20 million a month, which probably will he ever? Probably not. Here's what trips me out about this shit. There's a video where he's asked about, are you on, what? It's not obituary, what is heroin?
Opioids.
Opioids, thank you. And he was like, no. And she goes, will you be on them again? And he laughs. And he goes, you know, once you've been bit by the snake, you'll be bit again. But it's being shared as him being proud of being drug-free.
Right.
And he's literally telling you he's gonna do it again. And Johnny Depp is a big, like, drug culture guy. Like, he's totally into it. That's why he played, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Like, he's always been a pro-drug guy. That's how he writes. There's going to be some beautiful art that comes out of this guy when he dies, because he's a huge writer, but no one respects his writing because they just want him to, like, shut up and dance, you know?
Sure.
Same thing with, like, Leonardo da Vinci was a huge inventor, but they only wanted him to paint. So we'll get stories out of it, but I do understand what he's going for. He just wants his name to be cleared so he can get back to paying for islands in the Caribbean. And I think he legit has like a $10 million wine collection.
Good for him.
And also, if you, okay, look, dude, if you were Johnny Depp and you made it through Me Too, like, no one else is saying anything bad about you. And he was Johnny Depp in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. I think I pretty well might want my name cleared, too.
Well, that brings me to my original point. I don't know. I wasn't there, and I don't have any context to have a formal opinion on the situation. I mean,
yeah,
like you said, he may have been on a bender, made some bad choices, and maybe actually did what he had as alleged to have done. Or,
I don't think so, man.
Or the other side, the woman who is alleging these things is doing it out of spite and just trying to get one over him or whatever the case may be. And she might be the aggressor in this situation. Ultimately.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Well, you know me, right? And you know me. That's all I got. I just want to start
saying But and that's why I wanted to bring it up again. Is it's okay to not know. And it's okay to be like, I don't know. And that may not be the popular thing to do, but I think it's the important thing to do is to take a step back and just be like, you know, they got some fucking issues they got to work out. And that's why we have, you know, the justice system as it is, to hopefully get to the root of the concern and find the truth and find the facts and hopefully, you know, works out in the end. And hopefully, you know, shit, if he did what he did, he pays the price for it. And if she's lying about it, I hope it's discovered, and she pays that price for it.
Yeah, but in our system, that's not that clear cut. Like, plenty of people pay prices for... Here's the thing. They're on trial now. He's already lost work.
Yep.
So he's already paying the price for something that hasn't been decided.
Yep.
Here, all right, moving on.
That master comes with a court of public opinion. I'm...
Yeah. Well, that's why I was trying to clear his name. Here in... Now that I'm back down south, this is like the heart of the Bible Belt. You know, there's a Bible Belt. This might be the Bible Belt buckle.
Okay.
Like the centerpiece that holds it all together.
Right.
And I can't help but think about when people talk to me about ideology. I call it ideology. And theology. And they just base it all on these books. Not this book. It's books. Because whatever your religion is, the book is 2,000 years old, right?
Sure.
And I recently got into like researching about how the Prophet Muhammad is the second coming of Jesus. So when Muslims disrespect Christians, they're actually disrespecting Muhammad. Muhammad is like part, he's like Matrix Revolutions to Neo. But that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is when people who, I don't know, say own a flat screen.
Okay.
Okay? They have a flat screen at home. And they want to tell me how or not. And mind you, I'm not like a bad behavior person. I pretty much live by the golden rule. Treat people how you want to be treated. That's it. Don't fucking steal. You won't get stolen from. Whatever. But I'm not, you know, as religious as I was raised. But here's my point. If you have a flat screen and a smartphone and use GPS, basically what I'm saying is if you base your whole fucking life on current technology, but the way you criticize and judge people is based on a book from 2,000 years ago, go fuck your mother, dude. You got to pick a side.
So you're saying the Amish, right, are doing it right?
I'm not saying they're doing it right. I would say they're the most consistent.
they've picked a side and they're true to it.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're doing it right. I would say they're the most honorable. But if you have a flat screen and your 2,000-year-old book that you won't allow to be edited gets to pick how you judge me, but you're watching YouTube from your fucking smart television, you, sir, should eat a dick.
Okay, I'm tracking. I'm tracking.
I mean, here's what it is if your framework of how you assume whether or not people should be accepted into heaven, that framework is 2,000 years old. But the way you read the Bibles from a Kindle, get the fuck out of here, dude.
So what's the difference between the Bible and the Constitution?
The
Constitution's old as fuck.
The Constitution doesn't judge people. The Constitution doesn't send you to hell. No, there's no eternal consequence.
Okay. I get you. Okay, it's a fair point. Fair point.
And if you believe in the Constitution, you would love it to be spread worldwide.
Yeah.
Like, we would love the Mexicans to have the Constitution, but Mexico doesn't want that.
Okay.
Like inalienable rights? Yeah, that should be worldwide. But unfortunately, Canada doesn't accept that. Mexico doesn't accept that. So we accept it here. So that's not our fault. Christians are worldwide.
Right.
I don't have any more than that.
I see the point. I see the point you're trying to make.
My instinct
is telling me that's a bit of a stretch. I don't think there's a connection between.
Is it because I was talking?
Yeah, whatever you said, it's going to be a stretch.
I'm stretching, bro. No, it's just, I think it's hilarious how people are so selective about convenience.
Oh, like, yeah.
Even then, like, okay, I was raised Catholic. It's very inconvenient to be Catholic. But you could be Christian, go to the same heaven, read the same Bible, and really try like a third as much.
I'm all about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah, definitely okay with trying to not as much. Less effort, yeah. I'm in.
But like same you're no adopting more. All these new avenues out of life. You're just like, oh, cool, flat screens, bitches in bikinis. Here's one. Gay Christians. That's outrageous.
How dare you?
Yeah. Not for me. I don't care.
Right.
I'm saying, like, if you, there's gay Christians walking around with the Bible, and I'm like, do you know what the fucking book is going to do to you?
Well, that,
and you know what I think would be,
and it goes back to the being selective.
Yeah.
We ignored that part.
Hilarious. I can't wait, dude, because I, like, dude, I'm so headstrong. I can't wait till I get to heaven and God was like, no, you've been wrong all the time about everything. Come on in.
But you repented right at the last second. You're in.
Yeah. By the way, meet my homeboy Hitler. What? What are we at on time? I do have another thing I want to talk about that's, like, just a hot topic.
Yeah, what you got?
What do you know about Elon Musk buying Twitter?
I thought it was very fascinating and another exploit of being ridiculously rich and trying to control the environment of which you live in because you're fucking super rich and you can.
See, I agree with, I don't think he's trying to control the environment. I think he genuinely cares about free speech.
The fuck he does.
No, I think he's fighting censorship.
Oh, fuck out of here with that mother... Nah.
I genuinely believe that. Like,
you spend too much time out there in the Bible Belt, bro. Okay, continue.
It's been 6 days!
Continue. It's too long. All right, continue. How do you figure? I have my point, but how do you figure?
I think he's offended by censorship. I don't think he's trying to control the message. I think he is genuinely like, hey, dude, because they, like, silenced him. They've silenced his friends. They've silenced people he is not friendly with, but agrees that they should have an avenue to speak to.
Okay.
And he goes, hey, I could buy this shit. I mean, it started with the tweet. He goes, how many of you guys care about free speech? That's how it started.
Okay.
So, like, I think it's, And, you know, they're taking the whole, oh, well, let's, all right, let's get into it. Because they're taking the whole, like, misinformation shit. I'm genuinely cool with misinformation being out there. I think it needs to be out there because I think it leads to car wrecks. And then those people die. Like, it, people need to be misinformed to make bad decisions so that our herd keeps growing the way it should grow. We keep protecting nimrods and morons, and then we just get more nimrods and morons.
Okay.
So, he, supposedly it's going to be, like, a true free speech avenue. Say whatever, do whatever. But here's the thing. If it was a malicious move, why is it, like, I don't understand why it's being, nah, that's a stupid point. I almost made your point. Hold on. All right, go ahead. You speak on it.
Did you just defend me?
I just almost defended you here.
Okay, so Elon Musk.
But really, you think he shouldn't buy Twitter or should not be allowed to?
I think if you have all this fucking money and you don't like Twitter, then get the fuck off Twitter and go make your own shit.
I think he loves Twitter. I just think he doesn't like the way it's ran.
Then go make your own shit. Someone made Twitter. This is how we run our business. Fuck off. If you don't like it, then make your own social media platform. It's a private company.
If you're a true capitalist, it's for sale. And you have all the followers. You have all the data.
Yeah, that's the smart. That's the smart business move.
I can buy you.
I know. That's the smart business move. I don't discount that at all. Pun intended. Yeah, you can totally just fucking buy it. But if he's saying it's about free speech, then why are you forcing a private company into what you view as free speech? If you disagree.
No force.
Huh?
Twitter's not being forced into anything.
So you don't think that Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter and then change the rules of how it's ran?
Oh, what make it more open?
Be able to.
First of all.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. So he makes it more open.
You can't be forced to sell.
But here's my main point. He doesn't give a fuck about free speech. He gives a fuck about his speech. So
why didn't he just buy a newspaper like Jeff Bezos?
There's been numerous instances where Elon Musk likes to toy with the world through a tweet.
Yes.
He enjoys fucking with the world.
Okay.
Without any type of repercussion or an accountability.
Free speech.
Yes.
So
that is free
he's
speech.
Worried about being censored for doing so.
But if you're concerned about the free speech of others, then you can go ahead and make that argument. However, because of his past actions, I don't believe his intent is pure and on the basis of everyone else's free speech. He's utilizing his censorship experience as a vehicle to say it's about free speech. But in actuality, he wants to fuck with the world and not be held accountable for it. But there's measures in place.
You would also agree that Twitter's intentions right now are not pure.
Oh, no. As a business, no.
They're insanely motivated, right? They're very liberal. Like, they definitely cancel out people like Candace Brown and Candace Owen. I'm sorry. Like, they for sure silence, conservative voices, right?
If the conservative voices are saying some stupid shit, then yeah.
Well, to who? That's free speech. That's what I'm saying. Everybody should be allowed to say stupid shit.
Well, the stupid shit, if it leads to...
No, free speech is free speech.
I hear what you're saying. And here's why I say there is a line between security and... what's the other side? Fucking security and convenience. I think it is. Security and freedom. There's a line between security and freedom. And I used to be on your side of things where it's complete freedom, complete anarchy. We should be able to do what we do. And we thin out the herd because all the dumb people are going to do dumb shit and peace out.
Okay. But what if security leads to the highest unemployment rate ever?
That's
$7 a gallon.
See, here's where you're saying my delicate balance of free speech versus security. You're forcing me onto a side and I'm not saying that other side. Okay. So
I'm willing to put out all the information and trust that the public can pick its own sides. What I'm saying is there's no, The funny thing is, Jack Dorsey's in Costa Rica on a surfboard. He's done.
Yes. Yes, the world should be able to put out the information and the world can make up its own mind. Yes, if that information was the facts and the truth. But there are characters that don't want to put out the truth. They want to put out manipulation for their own self-benefit. I mean, that is dangerous and that should be stopped.
But that's all perspective, because that's like, I mean, we do, and not to bring it up again, we're not going to rehash it. Kaepernick? But we do the transgender argument every fucking 20 episodes or whatever.
Sure.
But like, facts are, we're in this generation now where facts are a matter of perspective.
Yeah, the argument can be made that way. Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So what I want, I'm tired of this filtration device that allows idiots to grow. Let's put all the information out. And if you believe you could drive 60 miles an hour into a brick wall and live, go have at it. Like, I'm done with this, like, shit. I genuinely believe that Elon is buying it because he believes in free speech. I think he's going to make very little profit from obtaining it. Now, here's this. Fuck all that shit. Start from this point on. The people abstaining or stopping him from buying it is a Saudi family.
Okay.
They're the second highest owners of shares in Twitter behind him now. But he bought the 9.3% or whatever to become the primary shareholder, right? Because everybody else owns less than 9%. This family owns like 8%, whatever it is.
Sure.
They're the ones paying for it. They're the ones paying for all this, like, fuck Elon media. Now, Saudi family. For sure, they fucking hate free speech. Remember they killed that reporter 2 years ago in Turkey? He was getting the marriage license.
Okay.
Okay. Also, Saudis make their money how?
Presumably in oil.
Oil. Who's the biggest offender of the oil business? Who owns the biggest car company in the world?
Okay, Elon.
Okay. He got into this trying to promote free speech. Probably, here's where I'm being naive. He knew he was fucking with this competition.
Okay.
But they're the ones who did, have you heard about this, the poison pill?
I've heard of the theory. I didn't look into it.
Okay, so what the poison pill is they all decide the main major shareholders. So you're into investing. I'm not. Pretend you have a couple stock in Twitter.
Okay.
All the major shareholders, what we call in America as what did the girl who works with Snoop Dogg go to prison for? Who's that lady? The old white lady.
Martha Stewart. Insider.
Yeah,
trading?
Martha Stewart. Insider trading. Thank you. So we call it insider trading in America, but apparently when it's foreign stock, they're allowed to do this poison pill thing, where they all bottom out their shares, and then the low shareholders get fucked. So, like, everybody with 10% or up, or not 10% in Twitter case, 5% or up, they sell at bare minimum. And then if you had 1% Twitter and you were just like, oh, I bought Twitter at 26 cents, now it's 4,000, boom, back to 26 cents. They all agreed on paper to do it if Elon became a voting member.
Okay.
So he backed off. He goes, I'm not going to be. He does own most shares out of any one person.
Okay.
But when he backed off, he said, I'm going to do a tender takeover.
Sure.
A tender takeover is all the other people who don't feel that way about Twitter vouched to vote Elon's way. This is like a huge geopolitical experience right now.
Yeah, but it's fucking Twitter. It's a social media. My lack of care for it is MySpace.
It's not Twitter. It's $300 billion about to shift left or right.
Yeah, and I don't
care. And who owns that money is very important. You sound like how I sound like 2 years ago when you said, look, no, this is what's happening. Remember when you said, Bobby, you got to care about politics. Because if you don't find politics, politics is going to find you.
Yep.
Dude, if you don't find money money. Well, no, that's a bad example.
I hope money finds me. I see your point. The shifting of the funds, the shifting, you know, whoever has the money has the power. Whoever has the power has the shots. You know, so I get what you're saying. I totally understand when you get what you're saying. I know nothing about the Saudis owning secondary Twitter and their beef with Elon. And I went on with this journey with you. It was a fantastic round. And
thanks, bro.
It was a good time. Ready? It was nice. I hear you. But when we dial it back to the original question of Elon buying Twitter because he cares about free speech, I still don't agree with that. I think he cares about his free speech. And if he moves forward with it and, you know, he fucking buys Twitter, fucking fantastic. But you know what? It's a private company,
you know,
and it's completely contingent on the participation of its users. If the users shift away to fucking this new social media company, then Twitter don't mean jack shit, i.e. MySpace.
You know, I found out I was out of touch when Elon went for this move, because I thought Twitter could go away. And when Elon puts a third of his whole being, he's a 250 billionaire, and he's going to put a third of it up to buy it. And I just go, oh, I'm out of touch. Like, that would be like, I don't know. Like, if I thought like fighter jets didn't matter anymore, and then the president just bought a billion more fighters.
I agree that with the social significance of what Twitter and social media as a whole does, and those who own it are dictating, like we had the terms and conditions argument. Whoever's running the terms and conditions are running the social media platform. And those who are running the social media platform are controlling the narrative of what's being discussed. They can adjust the algorithm and determine, oh, we're going to talk about fucking cryptocurrency today, or today we're going to talk about fuck Joe Biden, or whatever the fuck it is. They control that narrative because that's the most popular platform for communication at the time. So I get why it's important to who owns it and what their ultimate motives are in owning it.
Yeah.
I totally get that. So when going back to Elon saying he's going to own it for free speech, I'm saying I disagree.
Yeah.
And that's based on his past behavior utilizing the platform. Not with, you know, what I'm just not familiar with. What I am familiar with is his previous experience. You're more familiar with the background and the shadow money, and this person doesn't like that person, and so it's all going to lead to this. And you're more familiar with that. I'm not familiar with that at all, so I can't speak on it. I can only speak on what I believe and what I've experienced firsthand. And ultimately, like you said, fucking whoever buys Twitter is still going to be fucking $6 gas tomorrow morning. I'm more concerned with that.
Yeah. No, yeah, I bet. Yeah, where we live, it's $3, but...
God damn it. Yeah. Who's president in the future? Because we need to vote for that guy, because wherever you are in the future.
Look, dude, if I'm telling the truth, we live where people open carry guns.
Yeah.
If you're a $7 a gallon gas station and I have a gun, I'm shooting you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But if I'm telling the truth, check this out. My TV's on a box. You know what I mean? We're still moving in, nigga. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, man.
Shout out Elon. Appreciate him coming through.
Yeah, Elon's cool. What? Maybe we could agree about this. Elon's a national treasure.
He's an earthly treasure.
No. Well, yeah, but I think we have to do whatever the fuck. All right. So, like,
is he even a citizen?
No. Yeah, he is.
Okay.
He's shared citizenship. But here's the thing. This actually came up the other day. I just was talking about it. I don't want to call it Senator Warren.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Massachusetts.
She tried to knock him in an interview and talk shit. And he paid the highest tax payment by a single American citizen of all time this year. And she was trying to compare him to Bezos.
Sure.
And Bezos, you know, doesn't pay taxes. Look at me going through my house. I'm going upstairs, downstairs, through bedrooms and dens.
I turned the video off. I was getting dizzy.
I feel like a millionaire. I got to turn other lights on to go through. Excuse me. Sorry. Pardon me. Front row.
Fucking Elon paid you off. I knew it.
I'm telling you, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, I got to show you my table. I bought a table, dude. And in the middle of my table is a cow rawhide.
Nice.
It's pretty bad. Right. Oh, okay. So Elizabeth Warren was arguing with Elon, and he brought to the table that he bought or paid the biggest single tax payment.
Sure.
Of any American. Why was I bringing this up? Tell me. We were talking about something.
I'm not really sure. I think you're trying to defend Elon still.
Yeah, I think he's a great American hero. yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so you know he's South African.
Sure.
So he has dual citizenship, but he can never run for president. He can definitely run for governor, right? Because Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor.
Yes.
Right? So what I meant was that we should never do anything to lose him. Like, I would hate the idea of Elon being on another country's team. Like, so, you know, we're not going to go to war with Russia, right? But there's obviously tension.
Sure.
We're not going to go to war with China, but there's tension. But if they had an Elon, or if they had our Elon, I'd be this much more nervous. Yo, when Elon got his recyclable rocket to land on that little floating pad outside of Florida.
Yeah.
That's, you know, all right. In the South, they call it a keep a N-word baby. You know, like when you get to fuck a rapper, you have a keep a N-word baby.
Okay.
When he landed that rocket on that pad, that was our keep a N-word baby.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got it. Like Dave Elon Chappelle got Oprah.
Whatever
yeah.
you want. He needs to be Team America. We both have kids, dude. We have kids. We're not zero. We're not invested. We're very invested.
I hear you. I hear you. But I will not put that much faith. As much of a fan I am genuinely a fan of Elon Musk and you know, space. I'm a huge nerd for SpaceX. Yeah, no doubt. And then the Boring Company and the Boring Company.
I don't know, dude.
I'm a huge fan of Elon. But
I'm starting to doubt your nerddom.
I don't worship the ground he walks on. He's still
human.
No, I
don't either. Yeah.
So anyways.
But I'm starting to doubt your nerddom. Bezos, though. What a fucking dweeb, right? He's just always trying to keep up.
Yeah, he's a super villain in the making, I think. Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, something's going to go wrong one day and he's going to become a super villain. He's the one you got to worry about switching teams.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. As always, want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, we want to remind you to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nooses Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in the Venmo at Social Nuisance. And lastly, don't forget there is power in numbers and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. My name's Imagine. That's the main man motion. And we'll see y'all next time on the Social Nuisance Podcast. And you know what? I'm actually not going to edit. You're right. I'm too fucking lazy. the lack of the dead air and the stuff.
It was like 7 seconds. It wasn't that bad.
Someone time it and let us know. But we'll see y'all next time on the Social Nuisance Podcast.
Peace out, assholes.